sorts of things would the family do together? Were there things that you would do as a
I think mostly that we went, like, say, on picnics,
mm-hmm.
outing type
mm-hmm.
of thing. That's, you know, they didn't go to the shows too much then, you know. I think that that's what we used to go more, like, say, on picnics, you know, and go to my mother's oldest sister. She lived in a big ranch in Somerset. So, see, she was so much older, you know, than my mother. So, she used to have a big ranch in Somerset, and we used to go there quite a bit. And I remember that it was red hard dirt, you know, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we used to go, like I said, that we used to go there quite often. And we used to drive up this road, and the house was way up there on the hill. And all of this down here was all orchards, you know, and they had, I remember, peaches, plums, pears, apples. So I guess it was fruit mostly, you know. And I remember them having big, we used to go and get in those big watermelon patches, you know, and just break the watermelon and just eat it there. And cantaloupes, but I don't remember vegetables. So it must have been just a orchard, you know, I mean, fruit orchards. Yeah, but I didn't know they had. So that's.
And that's something the whole family would do. Yeah.
Yeah, that we'd go up there. We'd go up there quite a bit, you know, and just I guess visit, you know, and just.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, all the kids went. You know, I mean, all of us went.
What was your relationship like to your other siblings, to your brothers and sisters?
Very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, we're very close. You know, I mean,
what sort of things would you do with each other?
Well, play mostly just. Play and I guess listen to the radio. And my younger brother, I think he used to like to build things. And I remember being in the garage with him, and he'd be, I guess, just watching him, you know. And he'd build me a whole little set of doll furniture. I wish I had it now. But I remember that he was just little drawers and little dressers and the little bed. Didn't have a doll to put in it, you know, but I mean, I guess we just didn't do too much. It's just played ball,
mm-hmm.
you know, and.
How physically active were you? As a child, a youngster?
I think we were all just doing something. You know, playing ball. Of course, at that time, who knew about tennis, you know, and just playing ball and roller skate.
Was there any, do you recall any problems or criticisms of the girls being physically active, like playing ball, during more physical
I'm trying to think. You mean when we were little?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. Oh, you mean like say, oh, don't be a tomboy,
yeah.
That type of thing? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we were all. You know, I mean, played whatever the boys were playing, you know, I mean, I don't think so. I think that when we got the girls especially. I remember Mama saying something, you know, during your, you know, your period. Oh, but you mustn't jump, you know, I mean, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But that's about all. I don't remember them curbing us in any way, you know. They say, oh, don't be, you're a girl, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember I broke my tooth trying to climb a pole, you know, when we were living. So I must have been about, oh, 10, I guess, 11. I was climbing because my brother climbed the pole, so I climbed up and I slipped and I hit and I broke my my tooth. Mm. So I guess we weren't, you know.
What about household chores and responsibilities?
Well, we all had them. We all, you know, I mean, wash the dishes or clean the house. And my brothers helped. I remember my brother would wash dishes just like all the others, you know what I mean? So it wasn't, we weren't punished, you know what I mean, in any way that, go ahead, you're doing this, so you're, you know, we were all day apart, I guess.
But so each of the kids had the same responsibilities then in the house?
I think so. I think so. Like I said, I remember my brother sweeping, you know, my oldest brother. The youngest, I don't know, he was a terror, you know, so the younger brother, not younger than I am, he's older than I am, but I remember he was a little holy terror. But he was the one that used to build me little things, so I don't know.
tell me about when you started school in San Antonio. What do you remember about school?
Well, not too much. Now that was in like I said, it was Collins Garden, and that wasn't too far from where we lived. I remember I didn't want to go to school. I was afraid to go to school. But my sister took me, you know, because she was going to that school. And I didn't learn too much. That didn't have too many problems.
How did you get over your fear?
They made me. They just say, you stay. And, oh, I remember my sister took me the first time, and I wouldn't let go of her because she wanted to leave me in the room, and I wouldn't let go of her. So she finally had to take, that was the first day. So she finally had to take me into her room, and I think I just disturbed the whole class. I remember that so terrible. But anyway, then but then the second day, I mean, I just forgot all about it. I used to just walk to school all the time.
Did you go walk by yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unless there was another, I don't know if there were any more girls there that walked to, they were mostly boys in that neighborhood, actually. Mm-hmm. There weren't that many girls. They were mostly boys in that neighborhood. I don't think that the people over here had any children. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They were just older people, I guess. I don't remember walking with anyone to school. Of course, my sister was still going to school at that time there, you know. Then she went on to a junior high, and of course I remained there. But I don't think there were that many girls there at all. There were mostly boys then. I don't think that you walked with boys then, you know.
Well, so who would be your playmates then during that period of the neighborhood?
Well, I think that we played with each other. And there was one little girl that she had about seven brothers. There was one little girl that, but she was younger than I. And I think that she used to, because she used to live, you know, catty-cornered something. Mm-hmm. And that she used to, you know, we used to come and play. Or there weren't that many girls. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There was another girl that lived over here on this side. That's right. That's right. Another girl. I think there's only a boy and a girl. Tony, her name was. That's right. And I think that's who that we played with.
Mm-hmm.
You
the
know,
I start remembering.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that she may have been just about a year older than mm-hmm. I, but she was more my age than my younger sister or my older sister. So we must have walked to school.
Now, the school was separated into regular grades. It went up to the eighth grade or so.
You know, it may have gone just to the sixth grade, I think.
Mm.
I think it just went to the sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
that elementary school.
Now, mm-hmm. up until the point that you started elementary school, you were using both English and Spanish.
Right? Yes.
But did you have any language difficulties when you started school, or was your English just very good by that
time? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was good enough, you know, I mean, that I understood and talked, I don't know. But I don't think so.
Once you started school, then did you stop using your Spanish?
More than likely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we talked to Mama, you know, but not that much, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how she learned to speak English. Not, she never did learn it very well. Maybe because she didn't want to, I don't
mm-hmm.
know, you know.
Well, I think probably because she was home so much, she didn't have that much
could be.
Exposure.
Yeah, could be.
What kind of role did religion play in the family?
We were all with Catholics.
And
so
how involved were you in the church?
Well, we went to church more than I do now, I think, you know. We had our first communion and baptized, of course, and all that.
You would go through the catechism and
oh, yes.
all of those things?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We went through the catechism, you know, and that was a long ways to go, to walk over there, you know. Because I don't think there were buses there and there, you know, at that was a long ways to walk, that we used to walk to mm-hmm. the church, you know, and go to catechism.
Now, would the whole family go to church on Sunday?
You mean a whole group, like
the
so pretty, yeah.
The kids and your
and the father. I don't think so. I really don't. I don't know if Dad ever went to church,
mm-hmm.
to tell you the truth. I don't think so. Well, maybe sometime, you know, but not that it wasn't a ritual, you know, that you dressed up every Sunday in a way you went.
But with the rest of the family?
Well, I think that the kids more, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think I think we went, you know, different masses
mm-hmm.
or whatever. I don't remember that.
It doesn't sound like it played a really
I don't,
role
though, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Like I said, we all went to church whenever or whatever, you know, and we all had our first communion and were baptized and all that.
How did you feel about your first communion? Do you remember?
This was my first communion. I was about... I think it was about 12, you know, when you have your communion. How did I feel? Felt that I had accomplished something, I guess, you know, and I didn't have to go to catechism anymore, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So it was really more of a chore.
I think so. That's terrible to say, but
mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably true of more people
than
not.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was just, oh, wow, I don't have to go to catechism anymore, you know.
Because another woman I interviewed was, the church was so important to all her life and to her family. That was a big moment for her to do her first communion.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I see some people are, you know, that way. But I believe that if you do the right things, and if you believe in God, and you're don't go out of your way to hurt anyone, I don't think you have to be in church every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And it sounds like your mother wasn't very religious. She didn't spend a lot of time in church.
No, she went to church. You know, when whenever it pleased her.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But that's, we were never, you know, I mean, that have to be in church every day and God is going to punish you. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that God is going to punish you because you don't go to church. I really don't. So, I go to church. I go to church when I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel bad or, oh, my God, you know, I didn't go to church this day. God is going to punish me. I don't believe in that. I really don't. I think God is going to punish you if you do hurt someone deliberately or do something, you know. I think God is going to punish you then. But I don't believe that God is going to punish you because you don't go to church. I don't believe that. Or to go because you don't go to confession.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Well, tell me, around this time, say when you were around 12 or so, what were your fantasies and thoughts about your life and what you wanted to do with your life?
Well, at that, I wanted to be Betty, what's her name? Not Betty White. What was that, the movie, Clara Bow and the other one? I think I was going to be Clara. I wanted to be Clara Bow at that time. Heck, I don't remember anything else saying, like, say I'm going to be a nurse. Or no, I was going to be Clara Bow. So, what did I want to be?
Well, it sounds then that you must have gone to a lot of movies as a child.
When I was a child, you know, I think that when we were little, I think that we went to more so than movies, stage shows. You know, excuse me. Trying to think.
Well, I'm wondering, when you say Clara Bow, if it was a matter
well,
of...
Well, I think I must have...
Or
I guess. Yeah, I think that I was going to be an actress, you know, be a Clara Bow. I remember playing with this one girl, you know, and I was always Clara Bow. And she was... Betty White? Was that Betty White then?
I don't remember that name.
I don't either. White. Her last name was White, I think.
Hmm.
Mm,
so you basically would play then?
Yeah, you know, yes. Just play in, I think, dress in mama's old clothes, you know, stuff like that. We didn't do too much during those years. You know, I mean, you were entertained very easily. You know, I mean, anything could entertain you. Very easily you entertain. You didn't have to, kids nowadays, you know, I mean, give a kid just a broken bottle and see if he'll play with it, you know.
Yeah.
He'll probably stab you with it, but, you know. Nope.
Now, it sounds like the school that you went to was an elementary school, and you then went to a separate junior high school?
Yeah, that was Harris Junior High School.
And what was that like?
To me, I was never very good at school, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was hard. Now, the only thing that was easy for me was geography and art. Other than that, I think everything else was bad. You know, I mean, it was pretty hard.
Does that mean that you didn't enjoy school much?
I don't think so. I don't think I enjoyed it too much at all, really. Because
now, as you went into junior high school, who would your friends be at that point? Were you beginning to make friends to school?
Well, you see, we still lived there, And there weren't that many girls, and I'm trying to think if we ever had any. By that time, we had met two other girls that lived farther down, pretty good distance, really. How we met them, I really don't know. And by that time, then we were seeing, I would go visit the younger girl, and my older sister would visit the older girl, But even then, well, then I must have been, if, well, it must have been what? Because when we came over here, I was 18 years old. So I must have been, when we started to go out with them, I must have been maybe 15.
So that would be high school then, I guess.
Yes. And then, of course, high school, I just started high school, and then I got sick at that time. I don't know, that was the high school, that was Lanier. Now, I don't know how you spell that, Lanier. All I remember is Lanier. That was a high school. And that was almost 4 miles from our house. So I didn't go very long. I remember that I got sick, and that was a long ways to walk.
What,
Who
you got
had bicycles?
sick with what?
Well, I don't know. I started losing weight. And I was 18. I weighed 98 pounds. When I came here, I weighed 98 pounds. And I started losing a lot of weight. And at that time, well, you don't have to go to school if you don't want to, that type of thing. And so she thought, well, I think it's too far to walk. I didn't go to high school long. Then that was it. That was my end of my schooling.
Now, while you were there, say in junior high school, and in the little bit that you went to high school there, would you be involved in other activities, in extracurricular activities in the school?
I'm trying to think. What did we do? We played basketball. That was it. I used to love to play basketball, and we played basketball. Must have been in junior high because it was in there. Like I said, I didn't stay. I did play basketball in high school, but not long. But I remember that I was in a team playing basketball. So that's about all, I guess.
Now, did you start dating before you came to Los Angeles?
We used to go to dances a lot with these girls that by that time, was getting so that we could go to dance. And we'd walk to the dance, wherever
What
it was.
would the dance be held, do you think?
Well, at different places, we used to go to dances. Now, I'm trying to think if it was all these dances we'd go to, if it was just. Little dance halls, I guess. But we, these girls, that they were very, they always were seamstress, and they used to sew all their dresses. And we'd say, like, for instance, we were going to a dance, and then you would wear long gowns, And, well, we're going to the dance so quickly. A week before or whatever, even 2 days before, out they go, because you could buy things so much cheaper, a bolts material or something. And zoom, 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 and she'd start, both of them were just beautiful seamstresses. And they would just start sewing, and we'd start measuring and away we'd go with new gowns, because they were that good. They were just, as a matter of fact, the younger one now, in San Antonio, there, still in San Antonio, that she is a I think it's Joskus, one of the largest department stores, that she is the head, she went into designing.
Mm.
She is their head designer over there. So she's, it was very good. But anyway, well, we used to just go to dances at that time, and then, of course, I was 18 when I came here, you know.
Well, when you went to the dances, for instance, how would you hook up with partners?
I think we were just the stag line, you know. I mean, just because I remember we always went by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we met the fellows over there and just danced.
Now,
and then we just walked home by ourselves.
You knew?
I don't think so. I think that you just... the bunch of the girls would stand over here and the bunch of the fellows would stand over here, and then the music would start, and they would just ask you to dance, and you'd dance, and then you would go back, and they would go back, you know.
Now, would you leave with young men
walking? No,
home?
No, yeah, just
mm-hmm.
the girls.
Mm-hmm.
We used to just go, because I remember the first time that I walked home with a boy, it must have been from one of the, no, it was from school, I think. Oh, anyway, my mother saw me, and like I said, you're a man. I must have been, 16 or 17. She slapped my face because I was walking home with a boy. So I don't think we were allowed, you know, to hang around with boys too
but
much.
But it was all right to go to the dances?
Yeah, it's all right to go to the dances because some must have been just a wee bit older then, you know,
mm-hmm.
when I got my first slap because I was walking home with a boy. But it was all right. You know, we'd go like I said, there were about four or five of us.
Mm-hmm.
We'd walk to the dance and just go and dance and then just walk back.
Now, so it sounds like during that period, you didn't go out on...